Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Welcome to the football scramble, if you will. It's episode 9 of the 12 Eggs of Easter.
How's it taken 9 episodes to get to the football scramble?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Were you in the bath last night going, Eureka?
Eureka, yeah.
I don't actually own a bath.
No.
Oh.
It's way smelly.
Have you ever had one?
A while ago.
I find I get in and I get too hot and I immediately have to get out again.
It's very difficult to get the temperature right.
Yeah.
But when you do, the moment you get in is
delicious.
Blissful. It's transcendent.
What do you do after a football game? You don't have a bath to ache the limbs.
Shower, mate.
To rest the limbs.
Oh, in terms of that, stretch and foam roller.
There we go.
You and your foam roller. I mean, I'm still aching from a football match, like a 9-a-side football match I played on Saturday, so I do need it, but foam roller.
Marcus could do a whole show on a foam roller.
Yeah.
his foam roller chat is some of the strongest of anyone I've met.
I just think it might be a gateway drug to S&M.
Could be. Because it's very Marcus, painful, yeah. Very close yeah. to pain and pleasure. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, sorry, Marcus.
Yeah. I'm a kind of a leisurely foam roller type.
Right.
I can, not a leather daddy. I can use it a few times and it's fine.
A casual foam roller.
Yeah, exactly. I only foam roller when I've got my friends around.
It's just socially.
You micro roll.
I never foam roll when I'm in the house on my own.
Yeah, and that's the key. Yeah. That is key. That's when you know you've got a problem.
When you're out and about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of like a Tuesday afternoon, sat around.
Feeling bored.
Loose women or something, and you get the foam roller.
I thought I'm going to be a loose man.
Yeah, I did see Marcus on the corner of the street just outside the office though, at the middle of the night last night, trying to buy a foam roller from a shady looking guy with a hoodie. So yeah, you might have a problem. We don't know yet.
It wasn't even foam inside.
No, in the end it wasn't.
There we are, you see, you've got to be careful. Today we have a Scottish egg.
Yes,
a Scotch egg.
Yes, a Scotch egg. You can tell we don't plan these in advance, can't you?
You can tell me and Jim got up a lot later than you guys. You've been up for hours. You're delirious.
I've been in the studio since about 7 this morning.
It's Gary McAllister, MBE.
Ooh. Gary McAttack.
Gary McAttack.
EGG.
Yeah, EGG. I love Gary Mac. I'm kind of surprised that when we had the production meeting,
I was adamant he was going in.
Yeah, that Gary Mac made the shortlist, but because it's our 12 favourite eggs and we decide what our favourites are. I'm happy he's here.
Yeah.
I just didn't think he would make the top table, if you know what I mean.
For those people going, surely you've got to... I chose Gary Macca over Zidane.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But again, another man who just looks ridiculous as a young man. It just doesn't look right.
No. I can't remember
a picture of him. Oh, you can't remember him?
I can't remember him having hair, but I can remember him sort of... When he was at like Leeds and latterly Liverpool, like he was completely like he'd gone.
That's right.
Gone.
Oh yeah, big time. But I think there's a photo of him as a young man. You know when they back in the day, because he would have started his career in like the early 80s. You know they would do those photos, and they'd kind of be half for like Pro Set cards or Paninis, or they would just be for calendars or whatever. And he's on one knee with the ball there.
That's right. the pose.
He's got a lovely smile and a full head of hair. And I'm telling you now,
it's odd, isn't it?
If I pulled that up in front of you guys, out of context, who's that?
Yeah.
Not a single soul would be able to name the guy. He looks perfect as a bald man.
Yes.
He just doesn't look right any other way. He looks so tired all the time.
Well, he's got that sort of haggard, weather-beaten look.
Yeah, tired,
like,
Jim.
He looks like he's a sort of
bit hangdog.
Like a plumber that's come round to fix your plumbing issues, but he's seen everything. You know, he's one of those really old ones. Nothing impresses him. He treats you with utter disdain because the fact that you can't fix this yourself. Yeah. Also, perhaps a sort of grizzled detective. He's got that kind of look as well. Can see him sort of like
cradling a coffee,
rocking the beat on Glasgow.
I think he's a bit cheerier.
Yeah.
I quite like McAllister when he sort of cracks a smile at one. I think there's a little bit of joy.
Yeah, he's got an adorable face. I reckon. He's a grizzled detective, but he's got a soft side with his daughter's kids.
His daughter's kid, so he's his grandparent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you didn't think that through, but when it came out, you got lucky there.
He'll be sitting on the stoop. He'll be sitting on the stoop watching his kids.
We do have a word for that. It's grandchildren.
His grandchildren. Yeah. Very tender.
I think no one around this table can deny me the fact that, with the possible exception of John Terry, no man has looked more tired at the end of a game than Gary McAllister. He just looks so tired.
Well, for Scotland, because he had to bloody pull everyone up by their bloody bootstraps half the time.
The only other sportsman who's ever looked as tired as Gary McAllister is snooker player John Higgins, who looks like he's about to fall asleep at any point.
Higgins would often look knackered, yeah.
To be honest, I'm just ready for me bed. Is what you expect him to say every time he's interviewed. But a great player, and not only that, a late blooming egg as well.
Wasn't he just?
Because he was good at Coventry and he was good at Leeds and all the rest of it. But when he got that move to Liverpool, which I'm sure we'll come on to,
it's great. You can argue it's a swan song, because I know he played for Coventry after, but it was player-manager.
Correct.
Mm. Yeah.
So obviously swan song is your last job as a player. So if we are calling that a swan song at Liverpool, it is one of the best and most glorious swan songs of all time.
Absolutely. But at the same time, it's worth pointing out that he won the last first division with that Leeds team.
Yeah.
Who have got, because of the advent of the Premier League and the fact that they somehow finished 17th, in the season, aren't
what's after. A title defence?
But they, exactly. But they're like the most forgotten title winners ever.
No one
seems to even think about it.
Were Gordon Strachan involved?
Yeah, exactly.
Very much involved. Yeah, because before then, you know, in the kind of late 80s and whatnot, people remember Arsenal winning the title at Anfield. I know it was a few years before, but because of in the manner that they did, people remember Liverpool winning the title because they haven't won it for, 27 years now and all that kind of stuff.
And Leeds' title win was like, it feels now in retrospect, it's like massively before the Lord Mayor show.
Yeah.
But I think it was that season, it might have been the season before, or even the season after. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that Gary McAllister scored one of the great volleys.
Yeah, against Rangers.
No, against Liverpool for Leeds United. Yeah. Ball comes across on the left-hand side over his shoulder and he absolutely lashes it. And the reason, again, that's not celebrated is because when people talk about the arch Leeds volleys, I think it's Tony Yeboah.
This is the thing.
McAllister was the one. That was such a good goal.
It's not even the best volley a Leeds United player scored in the 90s or whatever it was. That's the thing. Like that Yeboah took his...
But the thing was, for Gary Mack to score it, he scored a decent amount of goals. A rate of goal scoring roughly commensurate with a midfield player.
He could hit them from distance.
He could, absolutely right.
And hit a dead ball.
Were they ever known as Mack and Strack? I feel like they should have. Very 90s thing Mack that they missed if it didn't happen.
I could see a sort of football sport-based chat show spin-off on that, on the strength of that name alone.
Yeah. Not in 2019, though, eh?
What guests would they have?
Nigel Whelan.
Absolutely not. That, 2019.
Be Nigel Spackman.
Yeah. Mack and Strack meet Spack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal.
Cricketer Inzamam Al Haq.
John Toshak.
Yeah. Backstreet Boys.
He could hit a dead ball, though, couldn't he?
Backstreet Boys.
They can play out. There's always a musical number at the end of a chat show.
And as always, on the Mack and Strack show,
Mack and Strack's
we are played out by the Backstreet Boys.
I can imagine Gary McAllister.
They're not busy either.
Gary McAllister sat on the sofa. Gordon Strachan goes over before they play their number. How you doing?
Threatens them.
How you doing?
Who are you?
Why are you in my house?
You're going to play the song list I gave you. I don't think Gary McAllister would get a word in if Gordon Strachan was given a chat.
You get to sit down. Yeah. Sit down.
You know that Gordon Strachan does a radio show on Monday nights on TalkSport.
Does he?
And he just basically gets relentlessly taken the piss out for being short. But I think it's harsh.
That is height shaming.
It is.
Bants, mate.
Yeah, you wouldn't catch us shaming any kind of things like that.
Do you know McAllister? He mugged off Brian Clough.
Ooh.
That must be a short list.
Sort of.
A short list of people.
Yeah, well, he when he was at, where did he go? Leicester.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing. You mentioned about him being a late bloomer. Absolutely he was. It's odd to think for the first roughly 9 years of his career, he was at Motherwell and then Leicester because...
And they were in the second tier at the time, were they, I think?
Yeah. They might have had a season in the top flight with Leicester. But yes, they weren't... they certainly weren't continuously a top flight side like he had with other teams. But we really know him at Leeds, of course. Brilliant midfield with Strachan, Batty and Speed coming through the academy and whatnot there. Mm. So it was a really good side. So 9 years, roughly, before that. It's odd, isn't it? Because players burst onto the scene so young now and whatnot. But when he was at Leicester, he was turning heads and putting in performances and was attracting attention for the big sides and nearly went to Nottingham Forest under Brian Clough. And Clough, he had a meeting with Clough, and as the story goes, apparently McAllister was wearing cowboy boots.
And,
which seems very unlikely.
Very strange. Yeah.
I cannot... But talking about picturing the guy with hair, picturing him with cowboy boots.
I'm picturing him in cowboy boots, just completely Billy Bollocks, all greased up.
Pat Stetson?
It's Stetson,
yeah.
He's not Magic
Don,
Mike.
He's not Don Hutchison, mate.
Magic Mac.
Well, yeah, he
Mac,
went...
Sack and Crack.
Okay.
Yeah. Mac Strack and Crack.
Yeah.
That's another chat show.
It's a late night one.
Yeah.
Well, he went for this meeting and... He apparently, apparently Brian Clough saw the cowboy.
Sorry, Marcus, investigative documentary where Mack and Strack go out and investigate the crack epidemic on the streets of New York in the late 80s.
Mack Strachan's back on crack.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Backstreet's back.
I put Nigel Spackman in there again.
Yeah. Sorry, Marcus.
I wondered when this series would break us.
So Clough saw the cowboy boots and started asking him pointed questions about his private life. And Gary McAllister was like, oh, really? Come on. And then Leeds showed interest. And I think that Clough was a bit of a sausage.
Homophobe.
Probably.
He's on record for saying weird things on that.
Yeah.
He went to Leeds to replace Vinnie Jones, did he not?
Yeah, that's a strange one, that, isn't it?
Well, Jones was still there. He said that when he turned up at Leeds, Jones...
I thought he'd gone to Sheffield United, or was that later?
He did soon after.
Oh, okay, right.
But he said that Jones picked him up in a limo and took him around the town and introduced him to all the people in the bars and all this. He said he was really sound, and he was like, I was really surprised because really, he knew, as did most people at the club, that he was going to start and Vinnie Jones's time was going to be limited and went away. But he was,
I've heard a lot of good stories about...
Vinnie Jones?
I know I have. When he was at Wimbledon, apparently, he was really good for race relations around South London. He would,
was he?
He would,
okay.
He would pointedly go out into black neighbourhoods and sort of try and make everyone feel welcome at the club and all that kind of stuff, which, of course, sounds ridiculous now, but back in the 80s, that was a big issue.
Yeah, but I mean, he wasn't a complete... You know, obviously, there are moments of thuggery and whatnot, but...
Was it not one of you guys who told me that? Because Vinnie Jones tells a story that he went out to some of the Jamaican neighbourhoods in London to try and just improve and make
sure yeah. 2 footers in
just to make black fans feel welcome at football grounds, which of course was a big problem back then, and as we've seen recently, it's still a problem sometimes.
I mean, but if he did that, kudos to him.
Yeah, but the point is that someone told me the story. It must have been someone else who told me that he was talking about it, and it sounded like a really good story. And he said, I would make a real effort. I'd give all the kids rides around in my big car and all this kind of stuff. And then he went and I'd occasionally, you know, doing a Jamaican accent as well to make him feel welcome. And it's a bit like that. You've ruined that. You've ruined that.
I do have a Vinnie Jones story. But it's not that. It's not really about him. But Vinnie Jones's dad shot my ex's goat.
What did that come from?
With
what?
Let that, crossbow?
No, with a gun. He owns a farm, and there was something to do with this.
A goat dispute.
Goat was going to be just shot and put down because they didn't have space for it. And she was like, "Oh, please let me find a place for it," because she worked at this farm, and she'd found a home for it. But by the time she got back to deliver the good news, the goat was already shot.
All right.
Because Vinnie Jones's dad couldn't be asked to be around.
It's not a goat.
It sounds like a subplot.
I know. Well, it's no one's goat now.
It sounds like an episodic subplot in Fargo.
It does a little bit, yeah. Back to McAllister, though.
Yes.
Sorry to drag it away from that. But yeah, I love this little story that when Leeds won the league, Manchester United finished second, of course, under Ferguson, just 4 points behind. So it was a great achievement for Leeds. McAllister said he was judging a karaoke night in Leeds when the news came through that Man United had lost to West Ham in the title run.
Watch the game.
And he said, well, it wasn't the clincher, but he said that was the moment when he started to believe we're going to beat them.
Sweet Caroline.
Well, actually, he confirmed that it was a very good meatloaf act that won the karaoke.
I was going to say he got up there and did one himself.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Let's talk more Gary McAllister after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
There's an egg under there.
Welcome back to the 12 Eggs of Easter, sponsored by Bet365.
Yeah, I found that yesterday.
Where is the egg?
Luke sent me a clip of some kind of great British MasterChef.
It's MasterChef, yeah.
And, it's MasterChef. And that was...
There's an egg under there.
Basically, it's the round. It's the round in MasterChef where they have to cook for the ex-contestants. And someone serves up a really bad meal. And there's three of them sat around about to eat it. And it's like some sort of liver dish or something. And it's very nice.
Fat Les, and it's whatever his name is.
Keith Allen. Yeah. And then they all go, this isn't very nice. And then the woman, I think she's an actor, because it's Celebrity Martian, lifts up a salad and there's like a little boy.
Gary McAllister.
Yeah, she goes, there's an egg under there. Yeah. It's just a funny moment.
It was a very moody sight, let's say, that you sent me with that episode on. It was,
we do what we can, Pete.
A lot of pop-ups.
Come along now.
Sign up to many adult video games.
Livejasmine.com.
Right. Come along now. We've been distracted from McAllister too long.
Yeah. Eggy.
Indeed, yeah.
Press an egg button, Pete. Bring it back on track.
There you go. There we are. We're back on. Moved to Coventry in his early 30s.
I kind of remember him as a Coventry player.
I do as well. And he said he left for financial reasons. He thought it would be his last big contract before retiring. Loved by the Coventry fans. Again, he was a great professional. He had a great attitude and all the rest of it, put in performances.
He looked like he'd never done a day's training in his life.
Yes.
Yeah. But he was... a very clearly looked after himself very well.
Yeah, he was very lithe, wasn't he?
He could play in well into his late 30s, you know?
Well, maybe he'd had too many Gary Macs, because he had a drink named after him.
Did he?
Yes.
Called the Gary Mac, which was a blue-coloured alcopop with vodka, so the blue and white were the colours of Coventry.
Ah.
Right.
You see?
Yeah, that was a different world back then, wasn't it? Imagine that now. Imagine the outrage if a top player had a drink named after him in a
Maybe they do. Maybe, well, maybe in student bars they do.
It's pies, I mean, and
it sounds
now,
quite
it?
Student-y, doesn't it?
Let us know. Let us know, students or
what? Pete, what drink would a Pete Donaldson be?
Oh, blind.
Tears.
Sick.
Tears, yeah. And tears, yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. He's gone straight for sick there.
To be honest, it could have said something worse. McAllister had a good international career too. Sadly for him, one of his most documented moments.
Euro 96?
Yeah, ruined by Yuri Geller. Yeah.
Yuri Geller.
Do you remember that? I remember, and that's a shame. McAllister missed a penalty against England. David Seaman saved it.
David Seaman doesn't get enough credit because people think Yuri Geller did it.
This is what I was about to say.
Well, he claimed it.
So the ball slightly moved on the spot,
yeah,
right?
It did.
And Yuri Geller is taking a credit for it because before the game, there was some preposterous thing in the Sun where if you put your hand or you focus your power on the ball.
No, you're thinking of the David Beckham metatarsal. Yuri Geller claimed...
No, the metatarsal, they did a printout.
Picture.
Yeah,
yeah, like
Geller,
a prayer mat.
Geller reckoned that he was in some...
helicopter,
hot, yeah,
it?
Helicopter, a hot air balloon or something.
Cretinous
up fraud. In the skies near Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
Apparently news got through to him that he, you know, Gary McAllister had a penalty and for some reason he wanted England to win because he's Turkish, isn't he?
I can't remember.
He's from Israel, is he not?
Oh, he's from Israel. Okay. He's not from England.
Overriding memory is just him screaming, England win, England win, England win.
Okay.
Whenever I think of that Euro 96 game, I think of that and it's annoying.
Yeah. Well, he's really good at inserting himself into things that have nothing to do with him and he's doing it now.
Yeah. Well, the ball did slightly move before McAllister hit it and Seaman saved it.
Still on target.
Well, it was on target, yeah. McAllister said that Yuri once texted me to say he could help my team win as he felt bad for what he'd done to me at Wembley.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he was behind his swan song. McAllister, he didn't feature at the World Cup 90, but he did go there with Scotland. Mm. This was when Scotland managed to qualify for tournaments. He played at Euro 92.
He scored against the CIS.
He did score against
CIS. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
96 he missed out. And then World Cup 98 he missed through injury.
Shame.
He had a good side in 98, actually.
Yeah. And he was still, at 98, the longevity of his career speaks for itself because in 98 he was still decent because in 2001 he was a big part of the Liverpool treble.
Well, yeah, we'll come on to that in a second. I mean, he retired from international football at 34 in 1999 after being
getting booed.
Yeah. He was booed by the Scotland
Gary
fans.
Gary McAllister booed. That's sad, isn't it?
Craig Brown tried.
What do you want from me? I've got John McGinley up front. Gone jury. What do you want me? What do you want me to do?
It wasn't a bad
jury.
Player,
was a good player, Donaldson.
Yeah, but
he'd walk in that team on his hands now.
I was going to say, you start mentioning a couple of the Scotland players in the 90s, Scotland fans will be thinking, oh, just for a couple of them.
I got no one. Ali McCoist.
Yeah, put him in there. McAllister could do a job now.
He could.
By the end, he was trundling around, just taking free kicks, whipping them in for 45 yards. Wonderful.
Yeah, it was great.
Craig Brown tried to make him reconsider.
What did he say?
Are you sure, Gary? But he failed.
Ignore the boo boys.
We've got a much better chance of getting a nothing result. Mm.
Do you want your goose eggs?
Eric Cantona had a lot of nice things to say about Gary McCarthy. He said one of the best midfielders he ever played with.
Yeah? Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of people, they spoke very, very
a forgotten man, maybe?
So, yeah, where again? Almost. No. It's an interesting one,
not
isn't it?
Because
when we were talking about Dion Dublin, we were saying he was one of those players that was always tipped to get a big move and it never quite happened. And McAllister just about made it.
Yeah.
And it
so
worked
the league
so much better than you think. Absolutely, yeah. Yes. Mm. But with this sort of Premier League myopia, I think that was certainly the kind of view of him.
You sort of think that this will probably won't happen again just simply because footballers start so early. So there's players that had those moves that where they still had a little bit left in the tank. People like Beardsley when he went to Newcastle. He had a lie that he was 34 and he was actually 36 when he moved.
Who was that?
Hey, I didn't know that.
Beardsley, really? Yeah, he lied. Kevin Keegan told him to lie to John Hall that he was 34 rather than 36 because otherwise he wouldn't have signed.
Why would you check?
So
he signed at 36.
I think he signed at 36.
Well, it's funny, you're right, it's moved on because we were talking on the Continent a couple of weeks ago about the future.
I might be 32, 34, sorry.
That's right, about the future of Robert Lewandowski, who's now 30. And people just basically saying, well, you know, he's probably not, no one's going to make a move now. It's like Lewandowski, he scored like 8 goals in the Champions League this season.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's talk that he probably won't get a move. I mean, he might still, but you know what I mean? The conversation seems to have changed.
Well, we're so familiar with these players for such a long time. And they're rammed down our throats for every video game, every TV show. And it's like, I'm bored of him now. Let's have some new ones.
Well, at the age of 35, he left Coventry to Liverpool.
On a Bosman, though. So it's a free hit for Liverpool.
But still, though, like Liverpool were quite heavily criticised for that. And what on earth are you doing signing a 35-year-old? They had some exciting young players at the time. Steven Gerrard, Michael Owen, Carragher.
Danny
Murphy. Yeah.
The idea of a Bosman was quite interesting, though.
Yeah. It was, but still.
Make the most of it.
But they were criticised. Houllier was criticised. Mm. Houllier said later, you know, it was my most inspired signing, which you can understand why. But it's true, though, that when McAllister, he'd obviously won the league at Leeds, and then Leeds, they didn't reach those highs after that. And then he went to Coventry, who, as I said in the Dion Dublin profile, they were all always in a kind of relegation scrap. And that's not quite true. And actually, at times they played some nice football, but he wasn't up there trying to win trophies, really, or certainly challenging for the league. And then he goes to Liverpool, and he had a bloody lovely time,
almost instantly, kind of just substitute appearances. But he'd always have a hand in stuff, which is really weird.
Well, he knew that people were criticising and were critical of this, so he made sure that he turned up. Ready to go in that summer in training, and he was one of the top runners in the side, all that kind of stuff. Mm. Now, he had retired from international football, so that probably helped slightly. But he won a treble at Liverpool. A lot of the Liverpool players who were involved in that squad call it the treble. Yeah. It was a treble. It's an impressive treble. League Cup, FA Cup and UEFA Cup.
Yeah.
But it is a treble.
And a testament, and we talk about him being underappreciated, perhaps a forgotten man of the Premier League era, a testament to how well he was liked at Liverpool, there's two for me. One is that he's now assistant to Steven Gerrard at Rangers. He obviously built up a good ability, came on for
him in the chemistry. FA Cup, I think.
Right. And the other one is the 100 players who shook the cop.
Yeah.
Mm. This is essentially a list of the 100 most loved or best Liverpool players. Number 31.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad. And for a guy who signed at 35.
And played about two seasons?
I think he was... Was he two seasons? I think he was there a couple of years.
Because in those couple of years, he featured 87 times for them. Which, you know, for a guy who's 35, 36, is incredible.
viewed as a free gift.
Yeah. He scored, one of the most important goals he scored was the only goal of the tie against Barcelona in the UEFA Cup semi-final. Mm. And it's a lovely penalty. And the way he celebrates that in Puyol's face, because he said Puyol kept saying stuff in his ear and all this kind of stuff, was amazing.
It's just weird that Puyol was still like, horny recently.
I know.
The crossover's crazy, yeah.
His best free kick was arguably/definitely at Goodison Park.
That was bottom left-hand corner.
Glorious. Yeah. He said that Jamie Carragher said to him just before he hit it, because he could see McAllister kind of sizing it up and the keeper was edging away waiting for the cross, and apparently Carragher went, "Don't you effing dare, Gary."
Yeah, really?
Went, well, have a look at this.
Carragher's got form for that, because you remember when Charlie Adam kept trying to score from the halfway line? Yes.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
And then I think the one where he does score, finally, Carragher is going postal on behind him. Like screaming at him, like throwing his arms around him, and it obviously goes in.
Amazing. He was man of the match in the final of the UEFA Cup when they beat Alaves.
5-4.
5-4. He scored as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that there was a moment in the match when he took a corner that Robbie Fowler was warming up near him and a dildo landed next to him.
And he said, Don Hutchison.
He said Fowler nonchalantly, who was a sub, flicked it up with his right foot and then volleyed it over the hoarding boards in the direction where it had come from. Don't worry, Gal. I'll sort
take
this
care
out.
Of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what a great guy. What a great career.
Indeed, yeah. player manager at Coventry as well. He still wasn't quite done.
Yeah.
He still wasn't quite done. had a slight stints at management. Didn't quite work out.
Well, he stepped in for Julio, didn't he? He had a good relationship with Julio, and he stepped in. I know he managed at Leeds, but he stepped in as caretaker at Villa when Julio became ill, didn't he?
Yeah, I think
he did. And yeah, so that obviously he had a little bit of a try at there, but now he's assistant to Stevie G.
Ah. Gary Mack, eh?
Yeah.
Love that. Absolutely love that.
What an egg.
That swan song at Liverpool. You can't state it enough just how glorious it was.
100%. Agree. Great. A welcome entry.
Still in football.
Absolutely.
Good to see him in the dugout.
Yeah. Indeed. Thanks for listening, everybody, to episode 9 of the 12 Eggs of Easter, sponsored by Bet365. Back to Mozza.
Was a Radio Staccato production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders that we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.